Chamber Business Spotlight this morning. Tara Lee, welcome.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, nice day.
It is. Beautiful Chamber of Commerce week.
I know. You've been kicking these days out there in 2022. Don't use them all up, please.
I know. Let's not have a bad April now. But no. Maybe we'll have to move our golf tournament to, you know, February next year if it keeps up like this.
Yeah. Let's talk with your guest this
morning. Yes. Very excited to introduce everyone to Terry Dingwell. She is with Shelter Insurance. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good.
Doing well.
Excited to talk insurance today.
Yeah. let's kind of rewind and give us an idea of where you're at and how long you've been doing this. And
well, I actually took over the agency here in Fremont in July of 2020. So I tell everybody I still feel like I'm a newbie, even though some other people may think that I have more experience than them. But took over the agency, and then just recently, actually, I took over the Blair office too.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, I've kind of branched out, got some more clients, and just kind of work in both areas right now.
Good deal.
She's busy. She makes that sound like, oh, it's no big deal, I took over Blair. But I think you should probably give people more details on that.
Yeah, for sure. So you're located here in Fremont and Blair then, or do you just get an office mostly in Fremont?
Well, my primary office is going to be here in Fremont, just like it has been downtown. The Blair physical office actually closed has been closed for a couple years now. But I am working with a couple, the chamber up there, to set up a meeting site up there. So maybe I can meet some of my clients at their office there. And then also starting to work with a local bank up there that maybe I can start having some meetings up there with my clients too.
Yeah.
So kind of setting up two different sites that I can kind of go back and forth to meet clients. So.
Okay. How'd you get into insurance?
Well, that's kind of a long story. I actually...
We've got 10 minutes.
I'm kidding. I actually applied for my licenses about 20 years ago. And I was going to do it. And as soon as I passed the test and stuff, I just chickened out, to be honest. It just wasn't the right time with my kids being young and stuff like that. And actually, 2 years before I got the job with Shelter, I actually applied with them. And they offered me the job. And once again, just a little bit nervous. So
I didn't
take the leap of faith. But once I moved up here to Fremont, they contacted me at that point in time. And it just kind of happened.
It all kind of went together.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Tell me a little bit about Shelter Insurance. There's a lot of different places you can choose from, but how is Shelter different from some of the others?
Oh, gosh.
Or what do you offer, I guess?
I mean, I pretty much can offer anything, but Shelter alone, I do home, auto, life, commercial properties, general liability policies, those kind of things. And then besides Shelter, I can actually do insurance in a lot of other companies too.
Okay.
I have a wide range of, you know, companies that I can work with to do insurance with. If Shelter doesn't work, there's other places that I can reach out to.
And it always seems like they're, you know, one brand is known for certain kind of insurance. Does Shelter have a certain area where there you would say, yeah, definitely go with home insurance for Shelter? They have this coverage.
One of the things that, I mean, general liability policies, I mean, that's our niche, really.
Give me an example of what that would be like.
Somebody like a gal that owns a chair at a salon. So she doesn't need the insurance for the business itself and the, you know, inventory, all that kind of stuff. She just needs liability insurance that if somebody comes in to see her and they trip and fall on the rug, they're not going to sue her.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that type of policy is definitely one that, you know, I do a lot of those for people, you know. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for bringing that down to Chris and my level. We appreciate the example there.
Exactly. Yeah, we need it dumbed down a little bit.
That is one thing that I definitely do with my clients too, though, is I don't talk insurance terms. I try not to. I really try and make it something that anybody off the street is going to be able to understand, or I try and give scenarios to help them out. So
I mean, you look at your little card and you're going, okay, collision 500, and it does, it gets confusing. It's nice to have you break it down. Most people don't like to go through that process too many times though, do they?
No. And I mean, the thing that I find is like those limits that you're talking about, most people have no clue
what that
means to them. And I try and dummy it down and say, okay, if this happens, this is what you're going to, you know, what your impact is going to be or what you're going to have to pay, or if you can't pay that amount, what impact, you know, then can happen to you financially too. So,
yeah, I would imagine it's ever changing. I know, you know, in the last, what, probably 5 to 10 years, identity theft and things like that have come into play, and you've been able to offer some services in those areas too, right?
Yes, yes, of course.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Junior Life Special Insurance.
Well, that is my favorite thing to promote. I promote it to parents of young kids or to grandparents. That's my favorite people, because grandparents are always looking for a gift for their grandchild.
Right, right.
But gifts, you know, kids, it's a toy. They play with it a little bit, and then it's sold on a garage sale.
Right.
So this junior special policy, it has four different amounts, face amounts that you can purchase, but it's a one-time payment. So you're not paying it over the course of the child's life or anything like that. You truly make one payment. You can do it. You can break it down into payments over 1 year's time period.
Okay.
But it's a one-time payment. You purchase the policy. The maximum amount is $20,000 that you purchase. The child, it covers them from whatever time it is issued until they turn 25 years old. At that time, they can convert it to a permanent policy of their choice. So, and they get to do that without showing proof of insurability, which means they don't have to take any type of medical exam.
Okay.
So that means if sometime in their childhood they get diagnosed with cancer or ADHD or anything like that where they would normally be denied, they're guaranteed to have a life insurance policy with an adult.
Nice. Yeah, that is. That's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah. So that's my favorite thing to share with people.
Yeah, that's
like
awesome.
I said, everybody has either kids of their own or they have grandkids pretty much. So.
Yeah. Pretty affordable?
Yes, very affordable. The $20,000 one, it's $555, like I said, one-time payment.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah, that is. That's a real good deal. Any other, I guess, changing or things that may have popped up here in the last couple of years as far as insurance goes? Anything new out there?
Not really.
Pet insurance.
Actually, shelter's looking into it. Okay. I had a meeting last year. Yep, they're starting to look into it. I know this year at some point in time they're going to roll out some new auto rates and things like that, and I would bet that it's going to be in there because I know that other companies do. I believe Progressive has it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right now, and I mean, I do Progressive too, but yeah.
Yeah.
You can add that to your policies because everybody wants to protect those animals.
Oh, yeah.
The other baby.
Yeah.
Yep.
So with the other brands, I mean, you can kind of mix and match for people and make sure they get the best deal for their money then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because a lot of times people with young drivers, Progressive is probably the best, cheapest to go, you know, because when you have younger drivers, you've got lots of expenses with that. So Progressive is great for those young drivers, but I can still do their home, you know, and shelter insurance and stuff. So, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I'm out of questions. So you have any more there, Tara Lee?
We have a very important thing to discuss. We're having a chamber coffee over at Terry's place next
week. That's
come
right.
Come on over on Tuesday between 9 and 10. Terry, do you want to give everybody your location and tell them where to find you?
Sure. It's at 218 East 4th Street, so downtown Fremont. I tell everybody I'm just right around the corners from Kayla's Steakhouse downtown. So.
Yeah, you are. You're just right down to the east there.
Yeah.
Last time we had a chamber coffee there, it was in the middle of... we were all wearing masks.
We were. The ribbon cutting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We were masked up. So come this time, wear a mask if you want. But
You can still wear your mask. It's no big deal.
Tara Ewing, if you're listening, everyone will be wearing masks.
Yeah.
No, feel free to, but it's going to be a fun event.
And yes.
Glad to get everybody together again to celebrate. Kind of an anniversary celebration. Not really, but, you know, we're going to call it that for fun.
Yeah, kind of.
Exactly.
And if you guys have not met Tara yet, she's absolutely amazing. She will do anything for anyone, is just one of the nicest people that we have here in Fremont. So a great person to work with. So reach out to her.
Yeah, and she's involved in the chamber
and
the community. And so nice
and
to have
John
you
T.
here.
Fremont days.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
Doing it all.
Yep.
Yeah. Help out that Barry Reeker guy.
Do you
want to
give contact information? Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Let's get your contact info. Yeah.
My phone number for my office is 402-816-4374.
Very good.
Perfect.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you coming in. Chamber events tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we are down at My Lady Coffee for Fremont Creative Collective. Join us between 9 and 10. It'll be a great little celebration there to learn more about everything they do for entrepreneurs. So great group. Mention Terry's event next Tuesday. I also want to talk about Northeast Nebraska Day at the Capitol coming up on February 22nd. So you can go to our website. Great time to go down and chat with some amazing senators that we have here in Nebraska. You may meet the most famous one, Senator Lynn Walz, while you're there. But
did you have fun doing your forum last week?
I did, yeah. I did the gubernatorial forum. Nobody fought. So that was, you know, I was ready to kick people out.
There weren't any words.
Say something mean, you're out of here. So they were terrified to say anything mean. So they, you know, they were on their best behavior. But no, a lot of fun. Great candidates for governor, too. So that was a fun event to be involved with.
So who are you going to vote for? No, I'm just kidding. Top
secret put her
right out there now. Yeah.
The only other thing, Chris, I wanted to mention is next week is the deadline for nominations for the annual banquet. So large business, small business, and workforce game changer. Go to our website, fremontne.org, and click on the box on the homepage, and you'll get to the nomination form. Super easy. It's like 100 words or less, but we have a lot of awesome businesses. Let them be known.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Again, thank you, Terry.
Yeah, thank you.
And you too.
Thank you.